Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes, such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey, and the time is now. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited. It's mock draft time, baby. It's time to get in it and start diving into these teams and see what we can't pull out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are correct. Keep in mind, this is the first mock draft. It's a little early, but that's okay. We're going to get it. We're going to show them how it's done. But we got people that are ready to draft. Show me them green dots. I'm going to go ahead and randomize the draft order, Trey, just to, get them a little off their toes here. Let's random and run it.
Random and run it.
Random. Let's go. Let me pull it up. I guess that could help.
I got the 12 spot.
Where am I at? Oh, I like that. I like that. At the five. At the five, stay alive. And we're going. We're in there, buddy. All right, buddy. Where are we going? Super Flex, by the way. Thought I'd throw that out there. Of course, Patrick Mahomes goes first. Your boy, Jalen Hurts, takes the second spot. I know that one hurts you a little bit.
It's going to be tough, baby. It's going to be tough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Josh Allen goes. Joe Burrow goes. That hurts. That one hurt. Oh, QB.
You are on the clock, baby.
I'm on the clock. Who's it going to be? Man, it just doesn't look too great. All the good ones are taken. My feelings, I want to go Lamar just because, like, I'm going to go with them legs, bro. Justin Fields with them legs.
Hey, homeboy in the chat's going to be upset about that.
Yeah. Coach Hugh Jackson. Was talking about Justin Fields and DJ Moore. You heard it here first. He told me to screenshot it because that's something that's apparently going to be big. And Justin Jefferson goes at the 1-8. I mean,
first wide receiver off the board.
You might as well, if you're not going to get one of these top quarterback guys, you might as well go wide receiver. What the Faiuk is back. You remember him from last year, buddy?
I do.
I love that dude, man.
Trevor Lawrence goes. I'm upset about that. I was kind of looking there for the 12 mm-hmm. spot, you know, got me deep in here. Travis Kelce goes in the first round of a super flex. Standing his ground.
Again, like I said, I mean, most of the elite quarterbacks have gone. So now towards the end, I think it's okay to, you know, grab your running backs because a lot of these guys are going to be up there. Your running backs, your wide receivers, your top tier guys are going to be on the board still. Trey is on the clock. You got a double hitter coming too. So remember that, buddy.
I do. Man, this is not the best for me.
Who's it gonna be? I know it looks a little rough, huh? Looking at the board.
It does.
Jamar Chase. I can't go wrong with old Jamar. And
Bijan, baby,
out the gate. What do you think, buddy? Is Bijan going to be worth a first round pick this year?
No, second,
or whatever. Basically, first.
No, I think he's definitely going to be up there in top 10 running backs all year. I think that he will put up the numbers without a doubt. Sometimes you got to take a risk on these rookies, man.
Yeah, you do. You do. I mean, there were some rookies last year we thought might be good at taking a risk, and, you know, it just didn't pan out that way. It scares me.
Your boy out of Houston did all right once he got going.
Damian Pierce. Yes, sir, he did. Yes, he did. Tua goes. Your boy is on the clock. Oof, God, this looks rough, dude. You know what? You know what?
Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, baby. Let's go.
Hey, man. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens, right?
I like it, bro. I like it a lot.
I might have reached for him. I probably could have waited because of how bad he did last year. I might have reached a little bit, but it's super flex here. So I want to get these guys, my quarterbacks off the table. So now I can start getting my skill guys.
Yeah, but because I'm drafting 12th, I had to grab a couple skill guys. The quarterbacks really just weren't there for a first and second round quarterback. At this point, I feel like I'm playing with, all the bottom feeders, and you kind of just pick a couple at that point.
Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd add Derrick Henry still on the board in round 3, buddy. Well, yeah, it's not quite. There you go.
I told you he'd be falling.
Hey, did you hear the Bucks are talking about picking up Ezekiel Elliott?
That's your team, baby. That's going to be your boy.
Nah, man. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like this video. Subscribe to the channel. We're doing mock drafts like this all up until the beginning of the season. We are going to be ready, Trey, aren't we?
We are, but you're on the clock.
I am on the clock. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to take my boy.
There he goes. Third round.
In the third. I mean, it is super flex. But, I mean, Derrick Henry, I mean, is he going to – what do you think? Is he going to have another down year? Or I mean, they say down year, but he still went for over 1,200 yards last year. I mean, can we appreciate Derrick Henry this year, Trey?
You know, man, I really hope so. I'm still worried. You know, they haven't said everything about all the trades being done and everything like that. It's test of time, man. You got to see if he can continue to produce like he has been.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And maybe he goes somewhere else. They're going to probably try to use him. We know we saw the Cowboys looking into getting Derrick Henry. You said that you just don't see the Titans getting rid of him. And I think I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, and I feel like if he goes anywhere else, his value is going to decrease because nobody's going to use him like the Titans use him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Najee Harris goes off the board.
You know what? You say that, but maybe that's for the best, buddy. Maybe Derrick Henry will be – I mean, for fantasy, it's not for the best. We want workload. But you get him and another guy there, and, you know, who knows what happens. Like we said, Tony Pollard and a Derrick Henry backfield split, both of those guys would eat, don't you think?
It's very possible. I'm on the clock. I'm trying to comeback city,
Mr. Unlimited. Kenneth Walker.
I like third.
That. I love me some Kenneth Walker. The Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, Trey, do we have Mr. Unlimited, or what are we getting this year with Russell Wilson?
Man, I think with the coaching and everything, all the changes there, I really think he's going to step it up this year. I'm not saying he's going to make it, you know, all the way or anything like that, but I think this team is going to have a lot to prove and is going to come back with a vengeance. I know Russell, if he doesn't, it's pretty much the end for him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that they did have that big contract in Denver, but I don't think Sean Payton puts up with it.
Exactly. If he don't, that's the thing. Russell Wilson, you know, wants to be Russell Wilson, but Sean Payton is going to say, this is my show and you're going to do what I say or hit the road, Jack.
Look at Parks. Is it Parks? He hasn't taken a quarterback yet. He goes Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Travis Etienne, Chris Olave, just getting a gang of those skill players, bro. I love that.
Yeah, man, that's intense. I just wonder what kind of – I mean, he's, at this point, I feel like you're looking QB-wise. He's looking at maybe like a Bryce Young, a C.J. Stroud, kind of hit some rookie QBs in there. Mm-hmm. That's where I'd be leaning with who's left on the board. I mean, Trey Lance, you don't know what his stuff's going to be. I mean, Derek Carr, honestly, I'm kind of looking at him maybe for my next quarterback just because the Saints are doing their thing. I just felt like I could get him a little bit later, and I'm not worried if he goes off. I've got other options.
I like that. I think Derek Carr does have a good year this year, man. I really do like that. I take Dalvin Cook at the 4-8. Dalvin Cook at the 4-8. We were kind of talking about Dalvin.
Value, dog.
Absolutely. We were talking about Dalvin Cook. I mean, what's going to happen with this guy? Is he going to get traded, become the guy, no matter what? I think Dalvin Cook is a guy somewhere, don't you?
Definitely, regardless of where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that's the thing. That's what you got to do, guys. You got to mock draft, man, because, I mean, you got to see how these guys are going to fall. Jahmyr Gibbs goes at the 5-3. I love that, bro. I think this guy's going to be awesome, bro.
Yeah, there's talk that he's going to be taking snaps in front of Montgomery. So it's very possible that this dude really kills it out there. Jahmyr Gibbs, I like him a lot.
I'm really nervous about some of these rookies. I'm looking down at Smith and Jigba, and it's kind of mouthwatering a little bit, but I think I'm going to go safe here and take D-Hop, who I believe is staying with the Cardinals, Trey.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, Smith and Jigba is going to be good, but he's also going to be probably the third wide receiver on his team. That's someone you can wait to get a little bit later. And if somebody takes him early, that's their bad.
Mm-hmm. Tommy popping in the comments. Tommy, what up, broskies?
What's up, Tommy?
That's our boy, Tommy. What's happening over there, guys? Guys, you can pop out in the comments. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Like us, because we like you.
And we like DJ Moore going off in the 5-7.
That's dude, too. Hugh Jackson says Justin Fields and DJ Moore are going to go off. And I guess he wants just a piece of that action, you know?
Mark Andrews all the way in the fifth round. My, how the mighty have fallen.
I just don't know, man. I refuse, bro.
I had him last year. I refuse.
Well, he did good for you a little bit when
it was so inconsistent, bro. It was just, if I was doing DFS, Mark Andrews would be my dude. But in the season and wanting to win, Mark Andrews was just so inconsistent.
I get it.
Especially when it was crunch time.
Mm-hmm. I get it. And your boy Derek Carr just fell off. What the Faiyuk just there took goes. Your boy.
Joe Mixon.
Hey, Faiyuk, if you are listening, bro, I got something for you. Hadouken! Heck yeah. Had to give him that. Ooh, Trey is on the clock. Mixon goes off. Derek Carr goes off. Dobbins. Does Dobbins have a comeback year, Trey? I'll let you do your thing. But I think Dobbins does pretty good this year if he can stay healthy. I mean, that's what it's all about. Aaron Jones taking my dude. I took your dude. You took my dude, bro.
Hey, Jordan Love's going to be there. You know, they might not be able to rely on him like they could Aaron, obviously. So Aaron Jones going to get that work, baby. Mm-hmm. And then I followed it with a little Matthew Stafford, who's probably being slept on because he was injured. Cup was injured. That team looked like ruins with Baker Mayfield. And he's going to be healed up, ready to go. Got his cup ready to fill.
Scary, bro. That scares me. Stafford. I mean, who knows? He might have a great comeback year. I mean, it's definitely on the table, but
hey, he was doing great with Cooper Kupp. When Cooper Kupp was on the field, Stafford was putting up numbers, bro. Kupp went out, and that's when things went downhill, and Stafford also got hurt. So these guys are going to come back with a vengeance. Calvin Ridley goes off at the 6-2. I've been wondering where he might fall. Yep. I was always afraid to grab him, you know, until somebody else did. But I like that, man. I'm really excited to see what Calvin Ridley can do.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Trevor Lawrence, another year under his belt. We started to see some flashes of why he was drafted number one overall. And I mean, I think Calvin Ridley could be his number one.
Bryce Young goes at the 6-5.
I was going to say that. Look at that. Dude's got loaded up on skill players. And look, he's got a franchise guy that could be the next, who knows?
Volume, you know? If anything, you know. And Bryce Young is good on his feet too, man. He's going to get those yards for fantasy. I think that's a good grab for somebody who waited out on quarterback.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt about it. And I, of course, go safe again and take my boy Dameon Pierce. My only worry with Dameon Pierce is they pulled Singletary over there in the Houston backfield this year. So that's something else that they need to keep track of.
Miles Money Sanders.
Who also is probably going to get work this year.
Definitely.
They don't pay a guy $15 million to not use him, don't you think?
I agree completely.
A running back just to throw that out there also.
Man, I will say, I think our running backs are pretty stacked so far on this.
Who you got? You got Bijan, Kenneth Walker, Aaron Jones. I got Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Dameon Pierce. Yeah, bro. I love it.
And see, I grabbed that Aaron Jones just in case Bijan doesn't work out. I've got a veteran who I know is going to be at least consistent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bam! Christian Watson, baby. Randall Watson. Sexual Chocolate. Anybody know that movie? You know that movie, Trey?
I have no idea.
Coming to America, baby. Eddie Murphy.
Okay. I know that one, actually. Bro, see here. Oh, Ayuk goes off the board. Interesting.
Ayuk, man. I mean,
Okay, so he took Dallas Goedert. I was kind of looking there. You know, Goddard, you know, he had a couple injuries there, here and there, but you know, when he was on the field, he was fairly consistent. But there's somebody else I kind of like at tight end that kind of took off at the end of the season.
Dude, that dude has got a phenomenal team. Carks, that's a great team, bro. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but a tight, let me hang on. You got to be talking about Njoku, right?
Incorrect.
Schultz. You're talking about Schultz.
Nope.
Okay, I don't know. Evan Engram, of course.
Took off at the end of the year. Went crazy for people in their championship.
Hey, you're talking about Evan Engram, right?
Say it again.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah, you didn't answer me, buddy.
Jahan Dotson.
Jahan Dotson. I love that. I love that pick. This dude, I mean, with a good quarterback, do we know who Washington's quarterback is going to be, Trey?
I think I saw, I can't remember.
You got 10 seconds. Yeah, you better draft. I mean, it could be the rookie, Sam Howell. I don't know if they're going to go ahead with him. I'd love to see that. Chris Godwin and Evan Engram.
Taking a little risk on Godwin here. I mean, you know, he's got Mayfield, but the dude knows how to play football. Great wide receiver. And getting him in the seventh round, you know, if he does anything amazing, you know, if Baker can actually stand true to his word, I think he's good value.
If Baker can stand true to his word, I guess, yeah. I mean, they're saying they love him in minicamp, that he's doing good things, but I mean, they always say that, don't they? Albert popping in. Sup, fellas? Sup, Albert? What's up, buddy? Albert won the signed Aaron Jones jersey that we gave away towards the end of the season last year. And our boy Tommy also won a Manscaped performance package valued at $150. Guys, if you're not a subscriber to this channel, hop on there, bro. Subscribe to the channel. Like this video. We're giving away stuff left and right. But when the season starts, I've already got a jersey or two sitting back here just ready to be given away. So, guys, go to the YouTube channel. Subscribe. You just got to be a subscriber. And on the right video, comment. We put your name on a wheel. Spin that bad boy. And whoever wins gets free stuff. So you know what to do. And I'm on the clock, so I better get to going. I'm really thinking about Darren Waller as my tight end going over to New York. It worries me, but I'm thinking about it, buddy.
Zach Charbonnet goes at the 8-7. Just talk about him real quick. That's the rookie Seattle grabbed. You know, people are worried about him splitting with Kenneth Walker and getting maybe more touches and being a better running back. But to me, I think Kenneth Walker just has already earned that spot. I know that Seattle likes to rotate running backs, but I think Kenneth Walker will get enough work. And I think Charbonnet is still draftable. I just don't know how early you should look at him in case they don't use him like you expect.
Sure. Yeah. It could be one of those guys that come out, just is behind somebody who's already got a lot of the workload and just never really gets their moment to shine. I mean, but maybe he does. And if you can get him in the later rounds, like I think you could have waited on Charbonnet there and got him later. Don't you, Trey?
I agree.
But you wait, get him in the later rounds. And, you know, that's super value if he turns into something. If not, you drop him, get somebody else off the waiver.
And Alvin Kamara going in the eighth round, that screams value to me, man. I know last year was crazy. It was up and down. He had the charges. He had the potential to be suspended. And he just didn't really perform that well. But, I mean, come on. Eighth round Alvin Kamara, I feel like that's free real estate.
Well, here's the thing, man. Everybody's just assuming that Kamara is, you know, going to get suspended at the beginning of the season. We don't know exactly. We don't know how long. We saw the video. It was pretty bad. So nobody really knows what's going to happen there. So Kamara could be value. He could hurt you, but we said the same thing about
last year.
Exactly. And, you know, he did a couple things here and there. Michael Baker says, how do you guys feel about my team so far? Second from last pick. Mike Baker, 28. Let's see. Let me get this pick real quick. We take a look
at
it.
Let's go over. We got Jonathan Taylor. We got Christian McCaffrey. We got Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson, Joe Mixon, Calvin Ridley, Jahan Dotson, and CJ Stroud. Man, your running backs are stacked. You know, Jonathan Taylor, I think, has a pickup a little bit from where he fell off towards the end of the year. Like the wide receivers a lot. That Calvin Ridley pick, I think that is not a horrible spot. I think I even said at some point that sixth round is where I kind of start looking. And then Jahan Dotson, bro, you know, I know he kind of struggled towards the end of the year, but he was cooking there for a while. And depending on what Washington looks like, you know, I really like that guy as a wide receiver. Quarterback, you know, grabbing CJ Stroud, not taking one till the eighth round, you know, that's a good guy to grab because Houston, they're going to be airing out the ball, man. They need wins and they need a guy to kind of bring that fan base back to something. And CJ Stroud, if he can do that, it's going to be great for fantasy.
I agree 100% with CJ Stroud. Like you said, waited till later, got him CJ Stroud. You're still going to get a guy who gets the workload as long as he stays on the field. You've got yourself probably a decent quarterback. I know that he is a rookie. You're going to have to probably give him a little bit of time, honestly. But who knows? Maybe he comes out firing. We don't know exactly how that's going to go. But I will tell you that Houston is doing everything they can to, you know, get some work around this guy and have, you know, pieces for him to play with. Honestly, you're going to have a decent run game. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can.
He's got Dalton Schultz to check down to.
Yeah. Dalton Schultz. Love me some Schultz. I love Schultz. They're surrounding this guy with talent. I think CJ Stroud has a decent year. And if you got him in a super flex way deep down, that's going to be value, buddy. Michael Baker says Dotson already has a better quarterback this year. I have faith. Yeah, it's Sam Howell, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Sam Howell, but. I'm not even 100% on that, but yeah, better than Carson Wentz for sure. Trey is on the clock. Cortland Sutton. Well, you got that stack there for you. Russell Wilson.
That's right.
Oof. Who's it going to be? You're probably looking at the wide receiver.
I ran out of time.
did it pick for you?
Yeah.
Make sure you turn your auto pick off. Cause it turns it on automatically when it picks for you.
David Njoku.
Are you sure it picked for you? That's your boy. You love Njoku.
I do love Njoku, but it did pick for me. I'll appreciate the computer knowing what to do.
They know us, bro. We stay on here, man. Jordan Love goes at the 10-5. Karks, man, this dude's team is scary, bro.
Yeah.
It really is. Let's see what I'm looking like right now. I got my quarterbacks. I need my tight end still, and I need some depth. What do you think, buddy? I got Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Watson, Damian Pierce, Gabe Davis. Grabbed up some Gabe Davis. Hey, look. Chavoy Martin. How you guys like my team? I'm Karks. We was just talking about your team, bro. Yeah, bro. That's you're stacked up, bro.
Yeah, man, and you were just talking about how, you know, it's probably best to take quarterbacks early, and looking at his team, I'm thinking maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm, yep. Michael Baker says, I like y'all's vibes. You guys got another sub after this draft.
Let's go.
Thank you, MB. We appreciate you, brother. Definitely. Guys, be like Michael Baker. Be like MB. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex. We really appreciate you guys for it. I don't know if you noticed, Trey.
You're on
but
the clock. 4 seconds. Oh,
I don't know if I noticed. I got 4 seconds left.
Yeah, time's
up.
Oh,
my God. Thank you. Oh, James Cook.
Hey.
I don't love it. Hate it. No, I think he's going to do big things if they give him the opportunity. What I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted was at the 9-5, I took Zay Flowers, who I really, really wanted Tampa Bay to draft, but didn't work that way. I would love to have him for Baker to throw it to because Baker could have just aired it out and Flowers could have got under the ball. It didn't happen. Zay Flowers, the rookie, went to Baltimore, and it's another piece for Lamar Jackson. Do we think Lamar Jackson is going to be fantasy relevant this year, Trey?
Definitely. I mean, Lamar's going to do his thing for fantasy. Now, is his wide receivers going to be fantasy relevant? That's the problem. I was actually looking at Bateman, and I didn't take him because of Flowers. I worry about, you know, with Odell over there. Is Antonio Brown going to be there? What is going to happen? Regardless, Lamar is going to do his thing, though.
Yep, you're right. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to pick Antonio Brown up. I mean, you think?
I doubt it, but you know, this man can only dream.
He can dream pretty high, bro. Hey, how do you like the Aaron Rodgers and Alan Lazard stack? The Lizard King is back in New York. Michael Baker says, how do you guys feel about Williams versus Miller? Is AK gets suspended if Alvin Kamara gets suspended this year? Who's starting? Will it be a committee?
I like Williams. I can't believe Detroit got rid of him. Mm-hmm. I think that if AK gets suspended, they're dumb if Williams don't just take over that backfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if he's anything like he was last year, doing all
that man got heart.
Hey, I said it last year, bro. Dude's got heart. He does got heart, man. And he's a beast. I think he is. They'll probably do committee because, you know, that's what Williams is used to. I really think so. And I think he still eats, though. I really do. I mean, he was with what, Aaron Jones in with the Packers for a long time. He had his moments, but he seems like he really shined his second year in Detroit. I'm really surprised they got rid of him. Honestly, how many touchdowns did he get for them last year? Like 12 or 13?
14. Yeah. He broke a record.
It was a ton. Yeah. KJ Osborne, Rashad Penny. Now you know we're getting into the dirt, bro.
Okay, but listen, Adam Thielen gone. KJ Osborne elevated.
Mm, yeah, but is it Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball still, you think?
I hope.
That's pretty sad when you hope, but he's probably one of the better NFC quarterbacks, which is super sad to say. But Greg Dulcich gone.
I remember talking about him last year.
Chavoy Martin, I'm here. Definitely a new sub. Thank you, brother.
Chavoy.
Thank you, bro. That's Kirk's. That's Kirk's with the stacked ass team.
Heard that.
Mac Jones. Who?
Yeah, get him a little Mac Jones in the back as a third quarterback. I like that, man. Yeah. Because Mac Jones, I mean, you know, I talk a lot about the Patriots, but that's the type of thing where, you know, if everything looks down, you know, you might want to look up.
Right. I mean, it was really bad for him last year. So, I mean,
and they got Juju. As much as I've been hating on Juju, I mean, he won the Super Bowl.
He is a Super Bowl freaking winning wide receiver now, I guess. That's something, but I don't think Juju is a life changer, honestly. I mean, they got rid of Jacoby Myers. I feel like they pretty much swapped the same.
All I'm saying is Kansas City brought in Juju and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. That's what it's all about, I guess.
And if they don't win this year, guess what? Juju's going to be like, I'm sorry.
I'm on the clock. I'm thinking about Dawson Knox, but I know that they drafted a tight end in Buffalo this year, so
Dawson scares me.
I don't know.
Don't you got Fields?
I'm going to go Jahan Johnson. Sorry.
Jawan.
Jawan, yes. Thank you. Jawan. Do you want to draft me? I guess I do. No. He tight end. They got rid of Adam Trautman. Got Derek Carr throwing him the ball. Even when he had whoever throwing him the ball last year, he was touchdown king, bro.
Yeah, and Jawan Johnson, he had three games with two touchdowns. Like, I think two of them were back-to-back.
The only time he didn't get touchdowns is when I played him.
Yeah. Good pick.
Yeah. Elijah Mitchell. I mean, San Francisco – I mean, when he did, he got hurt again, didn't he, when he came back?
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe, no, I think actually right at the end of the year, he was fine. He was just backing up Christian McCaffrey.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like he got hurt in that last game. I could be wrong, but feels like it. Where are we at right now, bro?
Elijah Mitchell's always hurt, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's scary, but, I mean, who knows? He could stay healthy this year, and that could be value.
Will Levis goes at the 13-3. I love that, man. I really think this dude, people were talking about towards the end of the year taking over for Tannehill. I give it three games, bro. If Tannehill ain't performing, they're booting him out and Levis is coming in.
Ooh-wee. They're just looking for a reason, you think? I don't think so. I think coach is just like old school. He's going to let him sit. He's going to let him sit behind him. That's what I think. Look, bro. You said Adam Thielen was gone. He had to go somewhere. Adam Thielen with Bryce Young. Hey, Thielen at the 13-5. Come on now.
It's possible, man. I know Thielen, you know, he's feeling a little old these days, but, you know, maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's good value down there in the 13th round, especially on a new Frankenstein constructed team.
Yep. I missed this comment before, but MB says, is Williams not just touchdown dependent? He only averaged 4.1 yards per carry.
I do agree with that. I will say, though, that when it come down to putting him on the line and getting that touchdown, he did his job. And that's what I like about him. I mean, you know, maybe they do a little bit of a split and, you know, kind of mix it up in the field a little bit. But when it comes around that goal line, I want the ball in Williams' hands.
I agree. He is touchdown dependent, but he got, what, 14 of them last year. So
that's fantasy.
Yeah.
That's value.
Yeah. Put him in a flex spot. Just let him sit. I just got a thing here. Says NFL team officials around the league are skeptical that the Bears quarterback Justin Fields, who I just drafted, by the way, can be a successful pocket passer. However, a member of the Bears organization told Fowler that Fields is one of the few NFL players that can elevate an entire team.
Interesting, because I do recall last year saying that the only reason they were bad is because his wide receivers sucked.
They did suck, though. You got to give him that. I mean, I don't know, bro. I know that when he used his legs, he won me games last year. On the clock. Did you see Samaje Perine in Denver now?
Okay.
I like that. Oh, your boy's trying to concentrate over there. My bad. Good, yeah. Guys, again, if you're watching on YouTube, please don't forget to like this video. Those help us out tremendously.
Give me some Elliott. He's going to end up somewhere. It's going to happen. And in the 14th round right now, I mean, that's my last pick player besides kicker and defense. So take a shot. And also, OBJ, baby. Oh, I mean, in the 13th round, if this dude takes off, becomes Lamar's number one, that is wide receiver value.
This dude done broke 13 freaking ACLs, bro. I can't trust him.
13 ACLs and a fantasy football championship.
Ooh, Michael MB says 17 touchdowns for Williams last year, but 13 of those inside the 3-yard line. Can that be repeated?
It's definitely going to be hard to get back to 17 touchdowns, especially on an entirely different team with entirely different coach and a different scheme. You know, I just love Williams so much, man. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. And I really hope he comes out and shows off and does that again, you know, because that's what he's good for. You know, he's got that 3-yard line carry. He's going to get through the line. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I think the Saints win their division, honestly, and I think it's on Williams' back and Carr's as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oof. Well, I don't know, buddy. We're going to find out. It's either
you don't think that. You think the Saints are going to win the division?
I mean,
I can't say that.
I can't. I'm not allowed to. As a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, I am not allowed to say that. But I will say that I'm scared this year. I mean, the Panthers have gotten nothing but better. The Saints have gotten nothing but better. I mean, we have gotten nothing but Baker. And we got Trey Palmer, the wide receiver. I really like this kid. I think he's going to do, you know, I think he's going to do good things. With my last pick, Cordarrelle Patterson at the 14-8, I think people are going to be sleeping on him because, you know, Bijan is coming in and going to do big things.
Last two rounds, I'm looking at a defense and a kicker.
I appreciate the conversation you guys have held. You guys are underrated. Great draft. Thank you. Hey.
Appreciated MB.
Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Much love. So here's a question I got for you. Listen, so we got two picks left. Are you going to go, you're going to get your defense and your kicker, or are you going to just draft some guys and end up dropping somebody later for it?
I'm definitely just going to go defense and kicker for this first draft. I know at some point later I might be thinking more. I'm still, because we do play defensive kicker leagues. I prefer that. I know you guys, yep. A lot of people are like, get rid of that. But I like drafting my defense, bro, because there's some defenses that can change win or losses.
Yep.
And I definitely think if there's the right defense on the board, I'm taking them in the draft.
Yeah. I got auto-drafted Evan McPherson.
McPherson! Hey, that dude, you know.
Hey.
What's it? He looked over at Joe Burrow and was like, we're going to the Super Bowl.
I guess we're going to the AFC Championship game. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he didn't really, as far as kickers go in fantasy, he didn't really have a great year last year, but he'll do in a pinch. I'm more of a stream my kicker, stream my defense type of player anyway. I like to ride the hot hand if possible, you know.
I agree completely.
Unless I get lucky and nail like a 49ers last year, you know.
Or like a Eagles this year.
The Philly dogs? The Philly dogs. That sounds like something you get like at Philly, like at the park. You know what I mean? Like, let me get a Philly dog. You know, probably got like onions and pickles. Never mind. Yeah. Leonard Fournette, Carks, grabbing Leonard Fournette up. I was wondering, do we think Leonard Fournette is going to have a landing spot? Is he going to be a backup? Where's Fournette after a truly terrible year last year? Leonard Fournette with the worst running offense in the league. Does this guy manage to get picked up somewhere, Trey?
I mean, Zeke's still out there, so it's very interesting to see if these guys get grabbed up. I mean, I would feel like they have to. If not, at the beginning of the year, there's so many injuries at the running back position. You saw what happened to the Ravens backfield last year. I mean, they had guys that I hadn't even heard of played 10 years ago come in.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, I mean, and maybe you're right. Maybe they go as a free agent until needed and then get picked up. I definitely could see that happening. Fournette will probably fall on like somebody who has an injury, like the Eagles or somebody going into the playoffs or something, and playoff Lenny, baby.
There you go.
I love Fournette, man. I think, you know, he came in a little heavy last year to Bucs training camp, and sad to say, I think that – I don't know. Maybe that held him back. I don't know. I don't know, Trey.
Sorry, I'm texting my wife to check the door for our pizza.
Oh, pizza's here.
Brought to you by Domino's. No, actually, we're not sponsored, but hey.
Domino's, hiss up. They probably pay pretty good, huh?
Right.
Guys, stick around after the draft. We're going to go through and kind of grade these drafts a little bit. Honestly, it's kind of hard to do that at this point. So we're basically just going to go through each team and kind of just say some of the things we like about the team. We may not even, what do you think? Don't even throw a
bat. Yeah, I don't even think it's too early, man. It's too early to be putting out grades. Let's just talk about some great value picks and some possible, you know, good stuff there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's for the best, because we could give somebody an A right now and it could mean nothing in a couple months. I do appreciate the guys coming out and everybody in the draft. It's early to be drafting, but there's some fantasy football lovers up in here, and I love it, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. Way to start early, get on that grind. I mean, like I said, you know, my team, I took risks from the jump. And that's what mock drafting is all about, you know, looking at your team, seeing what you can pull off by taking some crazy early, trying to get some stability later, or however you can maneuver it. You know, you got to look at it 700 different ways before you're going to find the right connection.
You're 100% right, Trey. And you got to watch how guys are going to fall and figure out where that value could be in your drafts at home. I think we're pretty much done here, aren't we? Oh,
yeah, one more pick. Romeo Doubs goes at the 16-11, baby. The
which Jordan I love. Love
connection.
I love. I think Aaron Rodgers just didn't trust this guy, Jordan Love. They're young. They're both young. I think Doubs has a breakout year this year. I love that. And it's the last pick of the draft, Mr. Irrelevant-ish. or I should say Mr. Irrelevant Adjacent. Because he was the pick right before the last one.
And it's Mr. Irrelevant.
Who's it going to be? Who's going to be? Time's up. Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox.
Man, yes, great draft. That was a great draft. A lot of good fantasy football players here. Guys, before we get to talking about your teams, we want to talk about somebody who is important to us. You can see it behind us. You can see it up there. And that is Manscaped, Trey.
Yes, sir. Manscaped, guys. Check them out. Manscaped.com. Okay, these guys have everything you need for your performance. You're below the belt. You know, they got your face. They got your nose. They got your ear hairs. They got everything you need to stay fresh for your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you need. They've got you covered. Okay. And it's the best. It's the top of the line. I mean, nothing gets better than the Lawnmower 4.0. That thing comes in clutch right when you need it. It's got a beautiful LED light on there. Gets you right in the dark spaces. You can see right where to go. No cuts, no nicks, nothing like that. Then you got the Beard Hedger Pro that comes in. Don't have all those little extra pieces and the sizes for the blades. It's just got one rotator wheel. It's perfect for you, man.
Mm-hmm. It really is, guys. And you can get some of your own stuff from Manscaped by going to manscaped.com. Use our promo code SUPERFLEX20, and you're going to get 20% off of your entire order worldwide and free shipping. Did I say free shipping? Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Worldwide. Guys, manscaped.com. They love us. We love them. We love you. It seems to work. Manscaped, guys. Let's bring the big board back up, Trey. Let's see what we got going on over here. Let's just start over at the top, man. Superflex mock draft. Let's start over here with Amuni. Go ahead and name them off for me, buddy. We don't have to do all that this time, do we? Let's see. They got some Patrick Mahomes. We got some Zeke. I mean, we got some Austin Eckler, which I love. What do you see that you like in there, buddy?
Let's see here. Mike Evans in the eighth. I know Mike Evans had a rough year, man. But like I say, he's got a different quarterback this year, you know? And I don't know. I mean, I understand that people are scared of Mike Evans. But I like having him on my team, especially that late in the draft. For right now, I think that I want to hear more out of the camp and everything. But I like the Mike Evans pick, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. I like Mike
Evans. Jamal Williams in the 11th. Mm-hmm. You know, if AK gets suspended, like we were talking about earlier, you know, I think that's a good pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. This guy, he grabs a quarterback, gets a couple top-notch running backs, right? And then he grabs a second quarterback. I like that. Get you a really good quarterback that you can lean on, and then grab you a Kirk Cousins or somebody else after all the other guys have been taken. And then you still get some great running backs in your running back room. Austin Eckler, led the league in touchdowns by running back last year. Saquon may be on the franchise tag, maybe getting a contract. We don't know. Could be working up to something. And then, boom, just tears them wide receivers up. Amari Cooper, Michael Pittman, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Mike Evans, like you said, Tyler Lockett, Jacoby Myers. You got some good pieces there. I could see with a little maneuvering that this being a really good team.
Yeah, I would just say I'm going to say very strong at running back, a little weak at wide receiver, and I would say pretty strong at quarterback. So, yeah, all around solid team.
But that's how I play, to be honest. Strong with when it comes to super flex, I play as strong as you can quarterback, strong running backs, and maybe some twos and maybe a three in there wide receivers because those guys can surprise you. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely.
But I like it. I like it. Let's move to the next team. Grabbed your boy, Jalen Hurts. Got them some A.J. Brown. Got the stack. Ooh, scary. That's scary. T. Higgins. You know I love me some T. Higgins. I think T. Higgins does nothing but take another step up. Joe Burrow along with him. I think last year they've really seen what T. Higgins can be for this team. So, you know, I love me some T. Higgins, grabbing him up again with some good quarterbacks here. We got some guys that can do stuff on their feet. Kyler, if he can get off Call of Duty, could be a really good quarterback for you as well. Miles Sanders, Isaiah Pacheco. I think the running back room is just a little weak. What do you think?
Definitely just a little bit there, especially with the question marks around Kamara. And, you know, Sanders, you know, he did all right last year, but he had some off games. And Carolina, we'll have to see what he looks like behind that line. Kyler Murray scares me. I'm probably not looking at Kyler Murray at all this year. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of quarterbacks I would take before him, and I know it's probably a bad move because Kyler Murray could perform well, but I'm just too scared to look that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy down there, you know, depending on how the whole Trey Lance thing works out. I mean, Mr. Irrelevant made himself irrelevant. Let's see if he can keep that up. And yeah, I mean, I don't hate the team, but I don't love the team. Mm-hmm. The Hurts AJ Brown stack is probably by far my favorite, which honestly, in some leagues, can take you pretty far.
Yep. And just to kind of expound on the Miles Sanders a little bit here, you got to think, how many running backs did they have on the Eagles? Gainwell had to eat. Boston Scott had to eat. The reason I think Miles Sanders didn't get as much play as we hoped he would towards the end of the season, because we know he did some stuff in the beginning of the season, was because there's too many mouths to feed over there. And going to Carolina, I think they're going to feed him, and he could be value. Who knows? Who knows, really? But good team. I like it. Let's move to GOAT. GOAT. Let's see. Josh Allen in the first. Daniel Jones as your quarterback. Honestly, guys, super flex. Those quarterbacks score so high. I really think that you got to have two, at least one really good quarterback. Two high-scoring quarterbacks can carry you. I've seen it carry teams the entire year. Just from having two solid quarterbacks. Everybody has their own style, but that's just how I think it works here. Jamar Gibbs, man. Jamar Gibbs, I think, is going to be great. They were willing to let go of Jamal Williams and Swift for this guy. So that's got to tell you something. They're saying he's like a younger Alvin Kamara. You know what I mean? So that's something to look at.
That Jordan Addison pick there at the 7-3. So that basically is a guy that's competing with KJ Osborne for that second spot behind Justin Jefferson. I really like that pick a lot. I didn't see him. That's why I went KJ Osborne. but I like Addison a lot. And I think that if he acts the way they're talking, I think that he could outtake KJ Osborne and become that number two behind Jay Jetta. And when teams are double teaming him, Addison could be that man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you talked about this a little bit earlier, grabbing Will Levis at the 13-3. I mean, that could be something good, buddy. Could be something good. Khalil Herbert is somebody I think we need to talk about. They let go of David Montgomery. Hey, David Montgomery's on the Panthers now, right? Is that right?
David Montgomery's on the Detroit Lions.
On the Lions. Okay, Montgomery, the Lions. So is it going to be Khalil Herbert's backfield? Or I know that they drafted a running back, but Khalil Herbert went in the, sixth round. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. And as soon as this guy got on the field, I felt like he was somebody that we can, look at. When he was on the field, I played him, bro, as one of my running backs. You know what I mean? He's somebody.
Fournette to the Bears?
Ooh, I see it. I could see it. I hate to see it, but I could see it. Shavoy Martin, how often will you guys be drafting? I'm all subbed up. I got you on Sleeper, bro. I can let you know ahead of time. It's probably be a Tuesday or a Friday night, but I got you on Sleeper, man. I'll make sure to send you a message, let you know when it's coming up, buddy. Heck yeah. We're going to have a fourth and flex leagues coming up this year. So, I mean, I you got a pretty good team. So I'm kind of scared, but I'll be willing to bring you in, buddy.
No doubt.
But let's keep it rolling. Uzma, let's see. Joe Burrow, right before me, and that's who I was going to take at my number one spot at quarterback.
Definitely.
They got Cooper Kupp. They got Geno, Tony Pollard. What do you think?
I like this team, man. Honestly, this team looks like a team that I would draft with the Joe Burrow, Cooper Kupp, Geno Smith, Tony Pollard, Deebo Samuel. DeAndre Swift kind of scares me there, but I like it. You know, he just got picked up. They brought him in for a reason. There's just a lot of mouths to feed in that Philadelphia backfield. Keenan Allen, Darren Waller, Marquise Brown, AJ Dillon, the Michael Thomas in the 12th, that scares me, but you know what? It could be a great grab. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't hate this team at all. And I really like the Joe Burrow, Geno Smith for quarterbacks. I mean, Geno Smith, I think, is going to be very undervalued in Superflex this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. DeAndre Swift, what's he going to do, buddy? What's going to happen with him?
I mean, it's a mixed backfield, man. So I really think, you know, maybe the first couple games you're going to be wondering what to do. He might not produce very well. Somebody is going to kind of take over. Somebody's going to have to take that lead out of the five running backs that they have.
Yeah, no doubt. MB says, let me know too. Please, you guys are awesome. Flexing on them. Appreciate that very much, man. Appreciate that. Please, guys, don't forget to, yeah, Trey flexing down there. Don't forget to like this video for us because that, too, also helps us. Appreciate you guys, man. Showing love in the comments section means a lot to us, honestly. Let's roll to the next team. What do you think, buddy?
Oh, man, this one's hard. I don't know if they did very good. Let's look at it. Ooh. All right, we got Justin Fields, Mr. I Am Legs in Fantasy. I mean, this dude only got fantasy value from running just headfirst down the field, but he produced. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, love that pick. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen over there. And I think Aaron Rodgers will put up points for Superflex, definitely. Hmm. The Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, I mean, I literally had both of them on my team last year. So I see what you did there. I like it a lot. Damian Pierce, obviously, is a monster, especially as your third running back on your team. Gabe Dave, of course you went Gabe Dave, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Watson, Zay Flowers. I like the wide receivers, man. It's looking very solid. Ooh. Alan Lazard with that stack in case that goes crazy. Adam Thielen it. I don't know about that one. And then Cordarrelle Patterson, that scares me, you know, with, you know, you got Bijan, and then you've got, what's the other kid's name? Look, Bijan's done took
Tyler
over.
Tyler Algier.
Algier, yeah. So it does scare me, but I like it. It was a late pick. I like it a lot. Pretty solid team, man. I definitely am scared of your first four picks.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but Justin Fields, the DJ Moore, is apparently going to be something.
It's definitely possible, man. I just think that, you know, it depends on if Justin was right and his wide receivers were just ass or if it was him all along.
Yeah, I am scared of my quarterback room here, honestly, which kind of scares me because what's going on with quarterbacks? If you've got the fifth pick and Justin Fields is, the first guy that came to my mind, oof, I don't know. Maybe I should have went Lamar there. I don't know. I love... You know, something that you don't say very often about my teams, Trey, is I love your wide receiver room.
I know.
Hey, your boy's growing up. Let's go to the next one. What do we got? Cream Slinger. Ooh, that don't sound good. He grabbed Lamar. He grabbed Diggs. Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Trey. Can you hit it for me? First one of the year. Hit it for me real quick.
Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra.
Hey. First one of the year, guys. Stick around. You probably hear that a lot every time this guy comes up. Anyways, Nick Chubb. You know, Nick Chubb went very low in a lot of drafts last year, and man, the man did great. Kareem Hunt. Who? Nick Chubb took over that backfield, and you got him a little later, which I like. Jared Goff as the quarterback for Detroit.
The stack with Amon-Ra.
Got it. He got it. We know Hendon Hooker is there, but that's something that's probably going to be talked about later. I really think Hendon Hooker in a year or two is going to be something good, but that's, you know, words for another day. Treylon Burks. Got the Treylon Burks grab.
In the ninth round.
You think Burks steps it up this year, buddy?
Yeah, man, I definitely think he does. I think that he has to. I think that team is crying out for a wide receiver one. And I think Burks has finally let the nerves get past him, and he's ready to step up.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right because I love this kid. I love his long body. The dude can go up and get the ball.
And the dude likes Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Yeah, great team. Kittle really blew up towards the end of the year, man. Kittle might be a great grab, especially if Brock Purdy is in there throwing him the ball, because we saw a connection with them last year for sure.
Without a doubt.
Let's get to Coach Hugh Jackson. Is that the Coach Hugh Jackson? I didn't even know he played fantasy football, but Justin Herbert. Is that a good pick? I don't know. I think he steps it up a little bit this year, but we thought that was going to happen last year. People were super, super into Justin Herbert, and the whole Chargers team last year ended up coming up in a dud. Mike Williams, we did see some good stuff with Mike Williams coming out of the Chargers, but I think Herbert steps it up this year, don't you?
I do, and I think Herbert's a safe pick for fantasy. You know, he may not go crazy, but he has the potential to, and I don't think he's going to just kill your team. I think Herbert is at least going to be consistent and steady with a medium amount of points, if not, you know, take off.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, I like that. And then Tua Tagovailoa. If this guy, didn't we hear something about this guy taking kung fu or karate classes just so he can...
Yeah, Brazilian jiu-jitsu to protect his dome.
Yeah, good for him, man. I mean, that's something he has to do. If not, then, I mean, it could be some long medical bills those NFL checks will be paying for later.
Without a doubt.
Still might. Breece Hall. I love the Breece Hall, man. I was going to get him. It was coming back around to me, but... Breece Hall was my pick. I was going to grab him for Derrick Henry. I really was. But Breece Hall, Aaron Rodgers, that's going to be the Jets this year, bro. Are scary, dude.
They are, man. It's very scary. I'm excited for Breece Hall, and I think Breece Hall is going to be some value in drafts because of his injury last year. I think it's definitely worth a grab there in the third round.
Do we know if he's going to be ready day one, Breece Hall?
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that he is. Okay. And then Josh Jacobs, the man who everyone thought was retired and done and over with. Like, I mean, it was downhill from here. And Josh Jacobs said, we're going up.
I am man enough to admit that I slept on Josh Jacobs last year, buddy. I totally slept on him because he went off, bro. He was the best value in most drafts, I'll tell you that.
I can't tell you how many trade offers I sent for Josh Jacobs.
No kidding. And then DJ Moore, the other side of that Justin Fields stuff that we're going to see this year, I hope, because DJ Moore is not a joke. That guy is a good receiver. Still not having a great pocket passing quarterback to throw him the ball, but DJ Moore has done more with less.
Definitely.
McLaurin, Ayuk. Akers, Algier, still grabbing the Algier. What do you think? Just kind of first glance, this, do you think it's a pretty decent team?
Yeah, not a bad team at all. I like the Ridder pick late because Atlanta's got to have a quarterback. and Ridder, you know, I mean, he didn't perform to what he wanted to last year, but I think he's got to step it up this year. He's good on his feet. He's going to get you points there. And this team's got to do more than just give the ball to Bijan and Algier. And Ridder will be the one to do that. So I like that pick late. Just taking a shot on him there. Sure. DJ Moore, I think, is a sleeper pick this year. I really do. She's almost a sleeper pick every year because of how terrible the team looks around him. He just seems to perform regardless. So I like that pick a lot. And like I said, the Breece Hall, Josh Jacobs, I think is great for the running backs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rondé Moore in the last round too. You know what, man? First draft of the season, super flex. I forgot to get my third quarterback, dude. I just realized that.
Hey, you ain't got to, man. You just go out there on waivers, you know?
Yeah, and I probably would do that, but still, I like to, you know, I probably could have got somebody a little better. Who knows? But let's move to Carks, Shavoy Martin. Dude, this team scares me, bro. I mean, it's got the quarterback position, could be great, could be not great, but
the wide receiver position guaranteed to be great.
Yep.
The running back position is at least mid, if not great. Travis Etienne obviously was stepping it up super strong last year. J.K. Dobbins, you know, and he's had a lot of injuries, but he's a good running back. And Rashad White, baby, you know, doing his thing. I mean, you were a big advocate of Rashad White last year.
Yeah, I love me some Rashad White. I think Fournette gone. I think Rashad White becomes the guy to give the ball to. Could be great value in a lot of drafts because people are, I mean, so far at least, sleeping on Rashad White. All I'm saying quarterback-wise is like Bryce Young could come out and just have a rough first year. Jordan Love, we've seen this guy play, what, 1-2 games? not even like at full speed. We saw him mop up duty in a Vikings game, I think it was. But Jordan Love could be great. Bryce Young could come out being great. And this team would probably definitely be in the fantasy playoffs 100%. Barring injury. Barring injury, because injury can ruin your whole year. But
definitely.
Barring injury, I'm afraid of this team. Gasman. Gasman and Cream Slinger. Oof. All right, then. Trevor Lawrence, who I thought about getting as my first quarterback, but I didn't do it. Deshaun Watson. I've heard a lot of talk that Deshaun Watson comes back and does big things this year, Trey.
Yeah, and you know, that's great. I just can't do it. But Trevor Lawrence, I want Trevor Lawrence on my fantasy team this year. I'm looking for that. Jalen Waddle, baby. Getting on there, some DK Metcalf, you know, in the Seattle area. Mark Andrews, like I said, that scares me, but I understand the pick completely. Kyle Pitts, wasted pick. Sorry, not sorry.
Kyle Pitts. God, you thought he was going to be the truth a little bit last year, right?
Yeah, until the third week, and I dropped his ass, and everybody was like, "Do we drop Kyle Pitts?" And I was like, "Week three, bro. He's gone."
Yeah.
Holding on to him. Week six, nine.
Yeah, exactly. Still holding, still hoping. Because, dude, this guy's like, what, the highest tight end ever drafted? And he should have been great. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Anthony Richardson, I like that pick, man. You know, that's an exciting pick in the ninth round. Especially with already having Lawrence and Watson. I love getting me some Anthony Richardson as my third QB because that dude could be sky's the limit. A lot of people are talking mad shit about him. And he's got something to prove.
Yep. They are. They're saying the guy just got ready for the draft. He studied the draft. He practiced what he knew he had to do for the draft, and that's why he scored so high on everything and jumped up on draft boards. So we're going to see what happens. The Colts have had problems finding a quarterback in the past. Since Andrew Luck, they really haven't been relevant in the quarterback market. The quarterback carousel has gone and gone and gone and gone, and they just want to get their guy, bro. And I get it. I get it. Let's go to what the Faiyuk. What the Faiyuk. Look at his team. He got Kelce. Went ahead and grabbed Kelce in the first round. What do you think, Superflex, getting your quarterback or your tight end? Sorry.
Look, I don't hate that at all, and I know a lot of people play tight end premium. But regardless, I mean, Travis Kelce led the tight end position all year. If you had Travis Kelce, you never once had to think, who should I start at tight end, except on bye week. And it didn't matter because you probably were winning with every other week with Kelce. I mean, this dude was a monster last year.
And tight ends last year were terrible, man. Just terrible. I do think we're going to see a resurgence in tight ends the next couple of years in the NFL. So be ready for that, guys. And remember who you heard that from first. I think tight ends are about to start skyrocketing again. I love that. A lot of good tight ends drafted this year and last. And hopefully we're going to see them going. Dak Prescott, Derek Carr as their quarterbacks. Hate it or love it?
I don't hate it at all, actually. I think I rocked with Dak Prescott a lot last year. And he did his thing when he wasn't hurt. And Derek Carr, I mean, you know, with this new team, I mean, Derek Carr puts up fantasy numbers, regardless of how you feel about him. I mean, he puts up yards. I think he had like the most yards in the first 5 weeks or something like that last year. This man is a quarterback and he's good regardless of what people think. I think he gets hated on way too much. Love him at New Orleans. I like that quarterback combo they got going on.
Yep. And a great leader of men from what I hear around the locker rooms. Apparently a great guy. Christian man, somebody you can count on. Hopefully you can count on him in fantasy.
Look, Jerick McKinnon in round 13, bro. I mean, that dude was killing it last year at the end of the year. If they continue to use that man, I mean, what? And he ain't even running the ball. He was getting 60-yard passes, right?
Yeah, he was running here and there, but mostly catching him out of the backfield. Yeah.
Didn't you bet like 3 weeks in a row for him to get a touchdown? It was bink, bink, bink.
Receiving touchdown. McKinnon receiving touchdown. I'm like, this is free money, dude. Sure, yes, I'll take your money. Yeah, I totally made that bet, buddy. I like it. Pickett. We think Pickett has a better year this year.
I hope. The Najee pick scares me. But you know, having Pickett on there and having the Deontay Johnson, you know, kind of stack he's got going on there, it's definitely worth a look. But it does scare me for sure. But that's his third quarterback, you know, so he ain't stressing too much on it. Got some Mike Williams and some Jerry Jeudy. Those are volatile picks, but I mean, those are sky's the limit picks as well.
Deontay Johnson in there too. Still have the roster spot in Pittsburgh. Yeah, he was really a bust for me last year. I really was thinking Deontay Johnson was going to be the truth. It didn't happen. It didn't pan out for me. What are you going to do? But overall, I think it's an all right team. The wide receiver room is probably the worst part of this team. Do you think?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. And the Najee pick, yeah, scares. But he's got Ramondre Stevenson there who's going to carry the workload because they got rid of Damian Harris, I'm pretty sure, in New England. But Najee did pick it up towards the end of the year last year, and maybe he keeps that going.
It's very possible, very possible.
Let's get to our boy MB, Mike Baker. Let's see what he's got. CMC off the rip. Jonathan Taylor, of course, that scares me. Like, last year he was a little injured. The team was terrible. Do we think Taylor is going to be a first-round running back this year?
I think so. I think he steps it back up, man. I think this team has got new life with their new quarterback, and I'm excited to get Jonathan Taylor at value. That Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor combo stack right there, I mean, that scares me to death. If I was looking at that against week one, I would be like, I'm going to lose this week, regardless of what my team looked like.
You're going to be seeing that, I think, this year, because I think he drops. I think he drops in a lot of boards.
Davante Adams. With Jimmy G, I'm excited, man. I think that Jimmy G knows exactly what to do, and it's get the ball to Davante Adams. He's that guy, you know. He just wants to win games. He doesn't want to look flashy. He'll let Davante do the flash.
I agree with you, man. I think Jimmy G does get the ball if he stays healthy. I like it. Like we talked about earlier, the Ridley pick probably going to be the number one over there, right?
I like that, man. I really like this team the more I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the only thing that scares me is the quarterbacks. CJ Stroud, though, he's got something to prove. Baker Mayfield, he's got something to prove. I mean, these quarterbacks are going to have to step it up, you know, to be relevant. And I think other than that, I mean, this team screams playoffs to me, in my opinion.
I agree for sure. Great team. Garrett Wilson, got Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball. We know Aaron doesn't like those young guys, but I think Aaron has also something to prove this year. Like, y'all didn't want me? My MB says Jimmy G isn't top tier, but he is reliable like Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
Precisely, my friend. Precisely. Just got to stay healthy, like I said. Only scary part there. Let's go to the last team and probably the worst if just by my opinion. Oh crap, that's your team, my bad. No, I'm just kidding, buddy. I love Jamar Bijan. I feel like you reached for him, but it may be great. You may have been, I only feel that way because I feel like maybe you could have waited a little longer and grabbed him. But if you wanted him, that's a lot of picks to go by. To
24, man. I was looking, and I was like, you know what? It's the first draft of the year. I got to give me some Bijan on a team to start, just to look to see what's going on over Jonathan Taylor. But I'm excited what this man's going to do in Atlanta, man. I really am hyped on some Bijan.
First draft of the year, Trey. Can't hold anything back now.
You said it, brother.
I'm not going to do it again. Aaron Jones, Kenneth Walker, and Bijan. That's a scary running back room, dude. I love that. Your quarterbacks are second tier to me, but who knows? Both of these you're counting on both of these guys to come back with a vengeance, which...
Yeah, and they've produced in the past. That's what I like about them. We 100%. Know they can produce.
Mm-hmm. 100% can happen, but... You need them both to do that, you know, in order to, I think, you know, this team to work for you. You know what I mean? I love Godwin. Let's see. Chase, Godwin, Sutton, Odell. For you, I think that's not as strong of a wide receiver room as you usually have, but I think you're backing it up with running backs. I like it. You're doing things a little different this year. I love that.
See what they look like.
Mm-hmm. That's what these are for, but... I think overall, I like your team. It's just the quarterbacks hoping that they do what we need them to do, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
Man, that was fun, buddy. God,
yeah, man, we did it.
I'm so pumped. It's draft season again, man.
First mock draft in the books.
In the books, and we made some new friends. Guys, again, don't forget to like this. Well, hang on one second. Before I get to that, MB says, Bijan is round one worthy. He's going to get at least 10 touchdowns. He's going to get carries and receptions. He's going to be a beast. Steal in the second, in my honest opinion.
Let's go. Give me some Bijan mustard on my sandwich.
Okay. All right. MB has spoken. MB has spoken. Guys, don't forget to like this video for us. That helps us out a bunch. Please subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We appreciate you guys so much. Guys, again, down in the description, we got some merch, some good stuff. You know, get you a shirt, get you a hat, take a picture, send it to us. Let me throw you up on the board, man. We'll throw you up there. Thanks again, guys, so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.